Welcome to Sunshine Sisters, an interview segment highlighting the women making an impact in St. Petersburg today. I'm Karen Carmichael. My guest today is Latora Bowles. She's the executive director for The Deuces Live. A true Sunshine Sister, she's a St. Pete native and a busy mother of two who brings 18 years of human resources and operations management experience to her new role. So, I understand you're a St. Pete native. Tell us what it was like to grow up down here.
I am a St. Pete native. I was raised by a single mother, the only child. So as you can take it, I'm a little spoiled. I'm still learning how to accept no. But she was a single mother, and just watching her handle and manage the household is what instilled a lot in me growing up in St. Pete. You know, everyone is like family in St. Pete, especially the true natives that are born and raised. It's not a lot of us still here, but for those that are here, we've seen a lot of the changes, good and bad. But for me, it's a place that I definitely call home. I don't want to leave. So that's why I want to raise my family here.
So, what inspired you to get involved in the community here?
I would honestly say, going back to my mom, seeing her as the helper in the family and everyone relying on her, and just how rewarding it was to see their faces, that inspired me to want to do more in the community with other people and expand that horizon just outside of family. So I started working with this company called Reach St. Pete. I'm not sure if you're familiar with them. They have this really nice grocery bus, and the community can come on and grocery shop. Once I started there and going out to all these different spots and locations in St. Pete, and just realizing how of the community is in so much need of just food alone, the food desert that is happening. That really drew me to wanting to do more. It's like, okay, Latora, what more can we do? How more can I get involved? And so I transitioned to working with the Power Broker magazine, and that got my feet wet, really implanted into the city of St. Pete in the community. So just talking to all the different advocates and the city leaders, that really made that door for me to like, okay, I am ready to put my stamp down into the community and do more things.
Yeah, we're aware of the food desert issue over on the south side in particular.
Yes.
Yeah. So do you see anything happening there to fix that? Are there any like grassroots things going on?
There's a lot of positive things that are happening currently, especially with Positive Impact and them having their collection that is done on 18th and Tangerine. And then, of course, with what Reach is doing, a lot of communities are now coming more and more together with doing these food forests and community gardens and going out more into community to help those in need and open up these shops to allow people to get these foods is what I am noticing the change, and we're coming together better as a community to do that.
So what do you see as one of the biggest challenges, or maybe more than one, for 2024 and moving forward?
Actually, for that, I feel like I would identify St. Pete's biggest challenge would be the equitable development and affordable housing. Mm. Despite the city's growth and economic prosperity, many residents, especially marginalized communities, they are facing these significant challenges, you know, related to housing affordability, gentrification, and also displacement, unfortunately. So as St. Pete do continue to attract new residents and investments, the demand for housing has increased. It's leading the rising property values and the rents, and it tends to just make it increasingly difficult for lower income residents and families just to find affordable housing options. So just addressing these challenges just requires a multifaceted approach that prioritizes affordable housing initiatives, community-driven development, and policies that protect these residents from displacement.
Tell me about an accomplishment that you're really proud of.
The accomplishment that I would say that I'm proud of is honestly just being here and being present. But if I have to name, I would definitely just say my kids. My kid, to me, is one of the biggest accomplishments. It's because I have the ability to now nurture and cater to these young individuals and bringing them up in this society. The kids these days are getting so soaked around social media, you know, your TikToking and just all of that stuff. So I feel like the youth is our future. You would hear me say that a lot in a lot of interviews I do. The youth is our future. And I want to make sure that they are brought up how they should be. And the community comes together and help with the youth.
It makes me feel good. I was an educator in Pinellas County for a while.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Thank you so much.
I worked at Fairmount Park. I worked at Lakewood and I worked at Lilman for a little while.
Nice. Yeah. All right.
So
nice.
So do you have any leaders that you admire or that inspire you?
I do, actually. I have two professional leaders that I admire. One would be Gypsy Gallardo and Nikki Gaskin Capehart. Those two ladies are my role models. Their work ethic, they've been helping shaping me around my career, and just all of the community involvement and just the lens that they are held under with SAP is just, it's uplifting to me.
So I'm familiar with their names. What do they do? What are their positions in the community?
So Gypsy Gallardo is with the One Community, the 2020 Plan, Power Broker Magazine and Media.
Okay.
That's she's the CEO and founder of that, as well as Urban Market Analytics.
Right. That's and why then, I recognize her. Yeah. Name. Sure. That's why.
And then Miss Nikki is now the new CEO for the Pinellas County Urban League.
Right.
So
right.
Previously okay. She was with the city, I believe the Urban Affairs Department, if I'm not mistaken, mm-hmm. but her name and both of their names actually ring so many great bells in mm-hmm. So one day I hope to be something like
just that. Like them. Right?
Yeah,
you want to grow up to be just like them.
I do.
But mm-hmm. if you were going to travel, where would you like to go?
Virginia. Really? I would say Virginia, because it's home to the longest continuous experience of African American life and culture in the United States, spanning more than like four centuries. So just beginning from like the first English settlement, the Jamestown, the Revolutionary War, civil rights, all of that that's a place where I would love to be and just kind of spend a few months there, actually, not just visit.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you have to really spend a few months someplace to
gather everything. Absolutely.
Yeah, I agree with that. So you're obviously a busy lady. I'm going to guess maybe you don't do too much reading, but I'm going to go out on a limb here. I know what it was like when I was working and raising a kid. So, but I'm going to ask, can you recommend a book or a podcast or a movie to our listeners?
Actually, yes. The St. Petersburg Historic 22nd Street South book is very good. It's by Rosalie Peck and John Wilson. It talks all the history about the Deuces. I recommend that book because a lot of people don't have all of that information readily available. You have the he say, she say, mm-hmm. but this book identifies the facts. It has pictures. I recommend that book.
Yeah, John is a great historian in town.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, thanks for joining me today. It was a pleasure to have you here.
Thank
I'm
you
so glad
me.
We finally found some time to sit
I
down.
I know. It took forever, right?
But I'm sure we'll see you again.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Ms. Karen.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
You've been listening to Sunshine Sisters. My guest today was Latora Bowles. Latora is the executive director of Deuces Live. I'm Karen Carmichael.